You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As Family Violence Service Provider Shine amps up their July Light It Orange campaign, the Coalition for the Safety of Women and Children have released a statement condemning the decision by Minister for Children and for the Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence, Karen Chua, to disestablish Te Pū Kotahitanga. This collective is a Māori partnership body for the elimination of family violence and sexual violence, which gives Māori leaders a critical voice at the decision-making table. In their statement, they said the decision is disrespectful to both Māori and non-Māori and furthers the systematic erosion of tiriti-based governance, entrenching distrust of the Crown across all communities. Following a report released earlier this week by the National Mortality Review Committee, which found that Māori women are disproportionately impacted by family and sexual violence, experts in this field have stressed the need for a stronger, multi-agency response that is effective, proactive, and includes crisis support. There have also been calls for a national conversation that treats gender-based violence as a public, not private issue, and highlights the issue of femicide in Aotearoa. To discuss this topic further, I spoke with Chair of the Coalition for the Safety of Women and Children, Leonie Morris, about what the disestablishment of Te Pū Kotahitanga means for mahi and outcomes relating to Māori. Here is that interview. What has been Minister Karen Chua's justification regarding the decision to disestablish this collective?
Well, you'd need to talk to her about that. The report that the collective has been disestablished, it was initially set up under our National Family and Sexual Violence Plan, and it was designed to ensure accountability, shared leadership and cultural integrity in the family and sexual violence response.
What will be some of the direct and indirect impacts as a result of the loss of this group, which provides accountability, leadership and cultural integrity under Te Aorereakura?
Well, it's incredibly disrespectful to Māori, to Te Pū Kotahitanga, to Te Tiriti. It's a huge step backward for us. We need more Māori leadership, not less, in our pathway towards ending family and sexual violence in New Zealand.
How do you think this decision reflects the government's commitment to Māori-led kaupapa, as well as to the safety and well-being of families and children?
It shows complete disregard for both of those things. And it's extremely distressing to us. We stand with Te Pū Kotahitanga in demanding that they are reinstated. There's wahine Māori experience ongoing colonisation. For example, if a wahine Māori is seeking safety from a violent relationship, she has to consider the possibility of having a child off there if she does so. So many women, particularly Māori women, stay in violent relationships because they can't trust the state to help them. Māori communities can and have found successful ways to address this violence, and we need the state in those circumstances to get out of the way and let Māori provide Māori solutions to family violence.
In light of the most recent report from the National Mortality Review Committee, which identified inequities in the rates of family violence for kōtero and wahine Māori, what would be your recommendation to the government in terms of ensuring that governmental agencies comprehensively and effectively respond to the harms faced, particularly by these disproportionately affected groups?
Well, obviously they need to follow the lead of Māori experts. They need to put a lot more money into the system. At the moment, money has been taken away from family violence. And obviously, if we're going to solve this problem, we need to fund violence prevention thoroughly.
Are there any other changes or actions you would like the government to take to support the work that groups within the Coalition for the Safety of Women and Children do in Aotearoa?
Well, the The Coalition for the Safety for Women and Children, our kaupapa is to always put the safety of the victim first. That's the number one thing. And also to hold the perpetrator accountable. If the government used that lens on a family and sexual violence, they would make a lot more progress than ignoring Māori and the piecemeal attempts that they're currently making.
Is there at all a role for the public to play to help uplift mahi in this sector?
Absolutely. It's great to magnify our message. If everybody stood up and supported the re-establishment of Te Pukutahitanga, that would be a step forward. And if people, wherever they are, always looked to support victims, not blame and shame victims, then this would be progress for all of us.
Do you have any final message or comments for Minister Chaw or for the government regarding this decision or regarding the future of family violence and sexual violence collectives or work in New Zealand?
We want the Crown to understand that what they've done disrespects Māori, it disrespects Te Tūruti, and it erodes trust in the Crown. So we need them to listen to Māori experts and to follow their lead.
That was Chair of the Coalition for the Safety of Women and Children, Leonie Morris, on the disestablishment of Te Pū Kotahitanga.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.